USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says coronavirus patients are going through a very rough time.
A group of people who, in many cases, became quite famous because they went through a lot having to do with the coronavirus.
During a White House meeting with 8 coronavirus patients who recovered, the president says they have many fantastic stories to tell. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says he won't get into a fight with President Trump about how to reopen the economy in New York. Governor Cuomo says now is a time to avoid partisanship.
The worst thing we can do in all of this is start with political division. The best thing we have done throughout this past 44 days is we've worked together.
Cuomo says that solidarity is needed and rushing anything could lead to a new wave of infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A man was ejected from a big adventure. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A 64-year-old Frenchman is lucky to be alive after he accidentally ejected from a fighter jet in flight. The French defense manufacturer worker was offered a joyride on a company outing at an airbase east of Paris recently, and investigators say when they told him to hold on, he grabbed a handle that activated the plane's ejection system, and he shot out of the plane at about 2,500 feet, coming away with minor injuries after parachuting back to Earth. The pilot was somehow not ejected, and he landed the plane safely.
The Louisiana presidential primary is being delayed again. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed the proclamation on Tuesday saying the election needs to be moved from June 20th to July 11th. He also moved the July 25th election to August 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
At least 12 people are dead after tornadoes rolled through Mississippi on Easter Sunday. Governor Tate Reeves tells Fox News his residents are hurting, but resilient.
Well, they're struggling. You know, they're working hard. We got knocked down, got hit pretty hard. But we're going to get up and help ourselves and help our neighbors.
So how will we as a country get back to work? Dr. Fauci says it will not all happen at once and will be based on health data. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
Some people may think it's going to be like a light switch on and off. You know, we're either out and we're in. It's just not going to be that way because we have a very large country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci at the Daily White House coronavirus briefing explaining to the American people the process in which it will be determined how we can all get back to work. Fauci says it will be based on the medical data.
And there are different impacts. As you see, New York is very different from other parts of the country, from the Midwest, from the mountain region, California and Washington, different than New Orleans. So as we discuss and consider the public health aspects, it likely will be something that I refer to as sort of like a rolling reentry. It's not going to be one size fits all. So I don't know what it's going to be yet because we still have time to look at it. There will be recommendations that will be based purely on public health.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.